This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. North Texas is saying goodbye to a key figure. Kevin Farrell, Bishop of Dallas, is in Rome right now. He's been promoted and will start a new job in the Vatican next month. Before his trip, Bishop Farrell stopped by our studios. Kevin Farrell, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Your new job in the Vatican is as head of something called the Dicastery for Laity, the Family, and Life. So what will you be doing?
In the Vatican, at the moment, there already exists three separate departments that take care of everything that's got to do with the Church and its relationship to the people of the world, the lay people of the world.
And by lay groups,
I mean,
non-clergy.
Sometimes people think that the Church is about the clergy. Well, it's not. It's about the people who go to church every Sunday, the people in the pews.
So giving more power to lay people in the church,
yes.
Does that mean women too?
That means women too. More than half of those departments are women staff. Pope Francis, one of his agendas is to have more lay people involved in the administration and the organization of the church.
So the other words in that title,
yes.
Family and life,
yes.
In a religious political setting, they're also freighted with meaning.
Oh, yes.
Think about things like gay marriage.
Yes. And
how will you approach those topics?
Pope Francis speaks about how we need to experience love in the world in which we live today. Marriage, we understand marriage as between a man and a woman. We don't agree with same-sex marriage, obviously, but it doesn't mean that we're going to reject those people. We are open and accepting and loving. They are called to love God just like each and every one of us.
Did you seek this new job out?
No, I did not. I expected to spend the rest of my days in beautiful Dallas. I had no intention of leaving Dallas. One morning, walked into my office, and my secretary tells me the Pope's on the telephone.
So how did that conversation go?
Well, I had no idea why he was calling. The Pope doesn't call you every day of the week, kind of thing. He just went on to explain that he wanted to put special emphasis on the role of the laity in the world, in the church. And he went on to say, well, I've got one crazy idea in my head, and that is that you come here and you head up this department. I gave him about 10 reasons why I shouldn't do it. He laughed and he said, oh, well, think about it for a few days. I did. Called him back up and gave him another couple of reasons why I shouldn't do it. And he said, well, why don't you come and talk to me? So I went to Rome and we had a two-hour meeting there in Rome. And he's a very convincing person, and obviously you do what they ask you to do.
Well, you came into Dallas at a fairly difficult time for the diocese. It was the wake of some of the sexual abuse scandals.
Yes.
You became known as something of a reformer. You think that's why the Pope picked you for this?
I don't know why he picked me, but yes, I came to Dallas in a difficult time. People were hurting. The church didn't have a lot of credibility at the time. And I've always tried to listen. I think one of the things we need to do today, not just in the church, but at all levels, we need to listen to each other. We need to understand each other and not be so, I would use the term dogmatic or absolutist.
In the 9 years that you've served here,
yes.
Is there one moment that stands out the most to you?
I like to see the way the people, the Catholic people, have come together. As a church, we consider ourselves at the service of all people. I think we tried to explain that in the famous Ebola crisis, when there was the immigration question of children coming across the border. I did get involved in that, and I got the whole church involved in it. And so they are moments that I look back and I say, I thank God that we were able to do that.
Bishop Kevin Farrell, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me.